Begin the current daf. Masechtas Krisis daf Tezvav. Begin 10 lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, discussing when one could do one act and violate many different sins at the same time, which the previous Mishnah had spoken about that theme. Says the Mishnah as follows: Amar Rabbi Kiva says, "Sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel es Rabbi Yeshua." I asked these two sages, Be'itlis, in the marketplace Shal Imum, which is the name of the place. Shaholchu likach behema. What were they doing in the marketplace? They went to buy an animal. Lemishta benoy shal Rabbi Gamliel for the festive party of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. And I asked them the following question: Haba lochaisa, if someone cohabits with his sister, valochais aviv, and with his father's sister, valochais ime, with his mother's sister, which the Gemara doesn't explain exactly what the case that he's asking. Now, what's the halacha? Chayav achas al kulon, is he liable for one violation for all these sins? Chayav al kol achas va'achas, or is he going to be liable a separate one for each one? So Amalei, they said to him, loy shemanu, the exact question you're asking, we didn't hear exactly the answer regarding that case. Avo shemanu, what we did hear is the following halacha. Habal hei noshav nidois behelamachas. If someone cohabits with 5 of his wives, and they were all nidois, all forbidden to him as menstruating women, and he did it in one lapse of awareness, which means that he committed these sins without awareness by mistake, which is a liability of a karmachatzis, shuchayv kol achas v'achas, he's liable separate karmachatzis for each one of his wives that he had relations with. And the gears is v'rayinanu, and we see shadram kavuchemer, that it should be kavuchemer for the question that you're asking, that for sure he should be liable for each one as a separate violation. So the Gemara says, hey, what is the case that Rabbi Kiva was asking them? Ilim Mikadiktani, if it's like a literal translation of the words as mentioned in our Mishnah, where he had relations with these 3 different women, one his sister, one his father's sister, one his mother's sister, then Maiti Baile, what was his question? Harishemus Mukhlakin, there are 3 different negative prohibitions, each one individually. And Hari Gufa Mukhlakin, there are also different bodies, they were all different women. So of course that's a classic situation where you're doing a different sin, even in one lapse of awareness, that you'll be liable for each one individually. Like we said, if you tchei levdam, all these things in one lapse of awareness, you're liable in each one. So El Hachikin and rather says the Gemara, no, this is the case that he was asking. Haba al, and the gear says, Achaisai, if a man had relations with his sister, Shehi Achais Aviv, she wasn't only his sister, she was also his father's sister. That she's also his mother's sister. As Gemara is going to explain, how is that possible? Talking about a wicked person, the son of a wicked person. That's, as the Gemara says, Mahu, that was what he was asking, what's the halacha? Chayv achas al kulon, will he be liable for one for all the different sins with this one act of bia? Or chayv al kol achas v'achas, or he's going to be liable for each one individually, taking out the word Mahu from over here. What's the question? Mi'amin, do we say, ultimately, harishemus muchlakin, they're each one different negative prohibitions, although it's one act with one woman, but ultimately, there's an isser of achaisai, there's an isser of achais of isser of achais imai, so therefore he'd be liable on each one individually. Aydim hari ingufa muchlakin, or maybe you'll say that no, it's not separate bodies, it's one act with one person, and therefore he'd be liable for one chatas, not for 3. So Amaloy, and that's what they said to him, loy shemanu, regarding the case that you're asking, we didn't hear. Of shemanu, what we did hear, as it was mentioned in the Mishnah, was the case Habal Hei Noshav Nidus Bevasachas. Someone cohabits with his 5 wives that were Nidus at the same time, Shehu Shem Achad, where there is only one negative prohibition of Lenidu Leisikarav, not to have relation with a Nidah. And still, Shechayv HaKalachas V'Achas Meshum Nidah, and still he's liable for separate Kabachatis for each one of his wives. So V'Reinu Shadvam Kabachemer, so we saw that it's a Kabachemer. What's the Kabachemer? Or Ma Habal Hei Noshav Nidus Bevasachas, if regarding having relations with his 5 wives that are Nidus at one time, Sheishem Achas, which that's just one negative prohibition, Chayv HaKalachas V'Achas, he's liable for each one individually. Sachaisai, so his sister, Sheachaisav, which she's also his father's sister, Sheachaisimu, which she's also his mother's sister, Shein Gimel Shemus, which that's 3 different types of negative prohibitions, Ein Adin Sheichayv HaKalachas V'Achas, isn't a Kabachemer, that he should be liable for each one individually. Which the Gemara says, there's a flaw in their kavuchema. You could ask, how can you compare the case of his 5 wives that are nidos, shekin gufa mochalokin, those are separate bodies, different women. So they're liable for each one. Here where the 3 love and the 3 shemes are one woman, maybe that actually he wouldn't be chayef for all 3. So Elamakur rather says the Gemara, the source would be the pasuk in Mayikra. Says, Ervas Achisagila, the nakedness of his sister he has uncovered, meaning having relations with his sister, which the Gemara says all the way in the beginning of the Masecht, not Beis and Beis, that this pasuk is superfluous to expound, L'chayiv, to make a liability, Alachaisai, if it's his sister, Sheachais Av, which also his father's sister, Sheachaisima, which also his mother's sister, that he's going to be liable for each one individually. That's ultimately the source for the Alacha to be liable for each one individually. As we referenced earlier, Omar of Ad Barava, he says, but how do you have such a case? How could she be his sister and his mother's sister and his father's sister? Meshkachas la barishia barishia. We find by a wicked person who's the son of a wicked person. As follows. Shebo alima, we have a man who has relations with his mother. V'hayilud beis banis. And then he gives birth to two daughters. V'chazo bal achas mehen. V'hayilud ben. Then he has relations with one of those daughters. And then from one of those daughters, he gives birth to his son. That's a wicked person. Then that son, the son of the wicked person, he's also wicked. He cohabits alochesime with his mother's sister, one of the two girls that was born from his father who had relation with his mother. Then you get all three. Shehi achesai, which obviously it's achesime that we described. It's also his sister because that they have the same father. And shehi achesaviv, which is also his father's sister because this was his daughter, but also that he had, the father had relations with his mother, making it also his father's sister. The Havalei Rishi by Rishi, where it's a wicked person, the son of a wicked person, who he's going to be having relations, this son, from someone that's his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Now, continuing on this theme, Torah ban lunda b'raisa, ba'olah, someone has relations with one of any of the forbidden arayis mentioned in the Torah, one of the forbidden relationships for him. Then he goes again, he cohabits with her. Then again he cohabits with her. And he does all in one lapse of awareness. So the first opinion says, but it says you can liable for each one individually. Those are separate acts that were done. Though it's one lapse of awareness, they're separate liabilities. The sages say, no, you're only liable for one. And the sages agree to Rabbi Yezer, who he differentiates and says they're all separate liabilities. Which was the case we mentioned in our Mishnah, where if a man has relations with his five wives or nidus at one time, meaning in one lapse of awareness, then he's liable for each one individually. Why? Since he caused for each one to be liable for garm lechatas, because each one, there's two partners to this sin. And each one, when you commit the sin, has to bring a karma chadas. So by him having relations with his five wives, now that makes for a total of causing five karma chatois to have to be brought. So therefore, he also has to bring five chatois for his involvement in those relationships. In contrast, but if he five acts of cohabitation with one woman, one forbidden woman, and one lapse of awareness, there, that woman's only bringing one. So then he also only has to bring one according to the chacham, not like Rabbi Yezer. Now, however, and the Gir says, Omale, Rav Lev Nachman, but Rav asked Rav Nachman, he says, Mir Minin Hoilvu Garmland, do we really say such a svara that we say in the Chacham agreed Rabbi Yezer that, oh, then by the five wives, that the reason why he's going to have to bring five Karban Chatas is because he caused to them, so he has to have the same liability too? Do we say such a logic? But Vatanya learned the Brisa that seems to say not like that. The Brisa says, Hu Behelamachas? If a man has relations and he had the five acts of cohabitations with these two different gersoyas over here, either with five different women or five different acts of cohabitation with one woman, but he does them all in one lapse of awareness. Vehi behalamas, and she does it in five lapse of awarenesses. Or as Rashi's gear says, vehein heilamas, meaning with all the five women that he has relations, he had with each one five acts of relations, and he was unaware the whole time. But they, after every act of cohabitation, they realized, then they forgot, then they realized, then they forgot, then they realized. So they had five laps of awarenesses. Says the Braisa, who in the chayv alachas? So he's only liable for one karma chatas because he was in one lapse of awareness. But she's going to be liable for each one individually, which is for every act of cohabitation. So obviously we see that even though he caused each one, which according to Rashi is Toma five women, or Rashi says the Girsa that we have here also is Toma one woman, but either way is that even though that they're going to have to bring five karma chatas because they had separate lapses of awarenesses, even though he caused it, he only has to bring one chatas. So you see, not like the logic like we're saying to be mechayev according to the Chacham, and by five wives need this to be chayev for five because they're chayev, so he's going to be chayev. Elaim rather says the Gemara, no, the reason why, as in the case we quote in our Mishnah, which we bring here in the Braisa, that he has relations with his five wives that are needed to be five karmachatois, is not because he caused them, rather, hoil begufim machalakin. Say the reason is because they're five different bodies. So though, one lapse of awareness, and it's the same Isser, but since it was five different women, that's going to make five different liabilities. Now, continuing on this opinion that we quoted here from Rabbi Eliezer, he boiled with the following question. In a different context related to the laws of Shabbos. Katzer, someone did one of the Lamtes Malachas of reaping. Someone cut the amount of a gregaris, which is a dried fig, which is the measurement of being liable for doing this malacha of ketzira on Shabbos, if he cuts off that amount, and then that same amount he goes and v'katzir, he goes and he cuts off again, and he does it all in one lapse of awareness. Says the Gemara, Mali Amar Reb Eliezer. What would Reb Eliezer say in that situation? What's the question? So the Gemara explains. Time and Reb Eliezer Hasam. Why do we say the reason over there Reb Eliezer holds you liable for each one individually? Mishum Dehu Avitartan. Because he did two acts. Meaning, he says, even with the same woman, same Erva, and same lapse of awareness, but he does one act of B, another act of B, another act of B, he says you can be chayav for each one individually. What's the reason? Not like the Chacham. It's because it was done in two different acts. Therefore, he says you can be liable for each one individually. So, here also, where the person did one act of ketzira and then he did another act of ketzira, even the same lapse of awareness, one would be chayv two different karbanos chatas. Maybe no. Time and Reb Eliezer Hasam. The reason why he says over there in that previous brisa, you're liable for each one individually, is mishum de'ef shela arvin labiyazubizu. You can't mix together the different acts of cohabitation one with the other. It's going to be considered one act of cohabitation. Yeah, then you can't have two acts of cohabitation at one time. So therefore, each act is considered a significant act. That's why he said that he's liable for that same woman on every act of B individually. But in the case we're asking regarding the halachas of Shabbos, someone went and cut off the amount of a dried fig from a tree. Then he goes again and cuts off the amount of a dried fig in one lapse of awareness. You could go ahead and mix together and do a kitzira of the amount of two gregris and reap it bevas achas at one time. It could be done at the same time. Say in the chayv alachas, maybe they're only reliable for one act of ketzira. What would Reb Eliezer say in that case? So it's actually machlekes amiram, like the question that we're asking. Amar Rabbi, he says, time Reb Eliezer hasam shem davatarti, yeah, because he did two acts. Hachanami avatarti here also by ketzira, two acts were done. He'll dig mechayv according to Reb Eliezer two carbon chatas. Rav Yisav Ami says, no, time Reb Eliezer hasam. The reason why he says you chayv in each one over there is because the ef shalala arvin, you can't mix together different acts of cohabitation. Intrinsically, they are different. So therefore, you have in each one. Aval efshel lola arvin in the chayv alachas. But when you could mix it together, like here, the ketzira, although he did it separately, but you could do two ketziras of, meaning one ketzira of two dried figs at one shot. So therefore, even though you did it separately, if it's one lapse of awareness, Reb Eliezer would hold, according to the opinion of Rav Yosef, only one karma chatz. Now, Eitzvi Abaya l'Rabba. Abaya asked from the following brayis on the opinion of Rabba, who said that as long as you do two acts, you're liable for each one according to Reb Eliezer. The Braisa says that Reb Eliezer mechayev avlodi malachis. Reb Eliezer holds his liability on the teilada of a malacha, the mokum of his malachis, in the place of doing an av malacha, where there's 39 primary categories of malacha on Shabbos, and then there's derivatives which are related to that av malacha. So Reb Eliezer holds that if someone does the av malacha, the primary category, and does its derivative in the same lapse of awareness, Reb Eliezer says that that's going to be two different liabilities of a karma chatas. Now the inference is ha'av av bevasachas. But if someone does that same av malacha in one lapse of awareness, for example, he does ketzira, and again he does the same ketzira, which both of them are the same av malacha, then patur. That's not considered different. That's considered the same thing. And then you're going to be exempt from one of them. You only going to have one liability. Says Abaya, V'yamr time and Reb Eliezer Misham Dekar B'tarta. But if you say like Rabba, that the reason is if you do two different acts, therefore you have in each one, Samaya Potter, what do you exempt? Who cares? That's the same Isaac at Zira. That's not the point. The point is to be doing each one individually. Then it says the Seba Maisa, you're going to be Chayv. So why here you're not Chayv? So actually, Amar Mar Berei, and the Gir says Durabana, he says actually, Anovarab Nechumi Bar Zacharya Targimna, we actually translated this Braisa, that Hachamai Skin, what we're talking about over here that we're quoting from Eliezer, that, yeah, by Av and a Toilada, then you're going to be Chayv too, but the inference was, but if you do the same Av twice, you're going to be exempt. It's actually talking about a whole different type of a case, which is not difficult on Rabbah at all. It's talking about Bedalis, which is the trailer of the grapevine, like a type of, like a vine from the grapevine, Hamudalis al Gabet Ta'ina, which is hanging over the fig tree. Now, the fig tree have figs on it, but the grapevine doesn't have any grapes on it. Now, he's, however, cutting the grapevine, not to get the grapes from it, but because he wants to use it for fire, for fuel. And v'katzatzan bevasachas, and he cuts both of them, the fruits of the fig tree, and the vine of the grapevine, he cuts them together. Now, Mishum Hachi Mechayev Rebeliezer. That's why Rebeliezer says that you can be chayev for two different liabilities. One because of the fruits of the fig tree, which that is kaitza, that's katsir reaping. And another one for zemayra, which is pruning, which is a teilad of katsir. It's a derivative, it's the avon teilad derivative of kaitza. As the Gemara says in Shabbos of Ayin Gimel Beis, that if someone does pruning, and he's doing it because he wants it not just to fix the plantation, but because he wants it as fuel, to use it as firewood, that's actually a derivative of katsira. Whereas if it was doing it for some other purpose, it could be some other malacha. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer says you can be chayiv for two different karmachatas, even though it's done at the same time. Hayil v'shemus mochalakin, because ultimately it's like two different names, because one is the av and one is not the same av. One is the teilada. So although it's a derivative, but it's considered something distinct. And begufa mochalakin, it's also two different bodies, because they're two different trees. One is the grapevine, and one is the fig tree. The kavas al kotzer v'kotzer. Yeah, that would be the equivalent of what we're inferring regarding the case of when he's reaping and reaping, when he's doing the same av malacha twice. Even though in one lapse of awareness that we were making the dik that Rabbi Eliezer would hold you potter. Now therefore that's not difficult on Rabbi, because heichem ishkachas la demifta. What would the case be talking about that he's saying you're going to be exempt? Is kagayin chekotzer shtei gregis bevas achas. Where there, if he reaped two figs at the same time, where now he's not doing two different acts. And he's doing it at the same time, and it's the same body, and it's the same name, it's the same av malacha. So there's nothing here that's different. Yeah, that's where Rabbi Eliezer would say that you can be potter. Avokatzik egregis v'chazav avokatzik egregis. But if he reaped a fig, and then later on he went and did the same av malacha again, reaped a fig again, where there he was doing malacha in two different acts, even though it's in one lapse of awareness, then yes, chayiv. Then Rabbi Eliezer will hold your chayiv like Rabbi, and therefore it's not difficult on Rabbi. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, that Va'oid Shol Rabbi Kiva, additionally another question Rabbi Kiva had asked from the two sages of Gamliel and Rabbi Shua in the marketplace was as follows. Avraham Adudelis Bebehema, regarding a limb that's hanging from an animal, I mean the majority of it is hanging off, but it's attached a little bit to the animal. Ma, what's the halacha? Will that limb contaminate because of what's called Avr Minachai? Avr Minachai means to say, when the limb gets detached from a living animal. So then, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Chumash Kof Chof Chesem Beis, that a limb from a living animal contaminates, now it's not connected to the animal anymore, contaminates like a nevela. So the question is, do we say here where the majority of it is it detached, it's just hanging, like as if it's totally detached and it's going to have the tumah of even in the chai, which is like the tumah of a nevela. So Amalei, they said to him, as in the previous dialogue, Loi Shaman, we didn't hear the answer to your question exactly. Avo Shaman, what we did hear is Aver, the limb, when a limb is hanging from a person, so actually when it totally gets detached from a person, the limb contaminates like a dead person. As the Gemara says over there in Chulin, over there in Kof Chof Tesem Beis. Now, we heard regarding a limb, Hamadul Delis, that's hanging, where it's a little bit attached, but other by a person, Shehu Tar, that by a person, that limb will be Tar, and actually, V'kar Chayu, Ziktin Tamid Beis, Muki Shchin, that actually, that explains why those who are afflicted with boils, who they totally affected their physiology and their limbs would fall off. So, Oisim B'Yerushalayim, what they used to do, those Mukashchun Yerushalayim, Haylich Lo Erev Pesach Eitzel HaRefi. So Erev Pesach, he would go to the doctor, V'chatchai. And the doctor would cut off that limb, which is hanging, waiting to fall off. Now, not because for purification purposes, because actually, even before, as we said, he's Tahar. When it's still hanging, it's not considered a limb that fell off, it's still Tahar. The only reason is because they didn't want it to be repulsive on the yomtiv with their hanging limb. They're going to shul and the limb is hanging. So what they would do is they would cut it until there is left literally by it hanging by a hair breadth, which is the size of a hair. But they would, but the doctor wouldn't totally cut it off to avoid, if he's going to cut it off. That means he's touching it when it's getting disconnected. The moment it gets disconnected, it has the tummy like a mess. The doctor would then become tummy, and it's Erev Pesach. It becomes tummy from that, from a dead person. He won't be able to bring his Karban Pesach. So the doctor would cut it off literally up until the end. Then, it's hanging by a thread, v'teichvai. Then they would go ahead and stick the limb, which is totally almost hanging, almost coming off, besira, in a thorn or a peg that's attached to the ground or to the wall. Then that ill person, v'nimshach b'men, would pull away from that peg, which then the limb would get detached by itself, and then v'halo oisa pischei, then this mukashchin was able to bring his karm pesach, v'roifa oisa pischei, and the doctor was able to bring his karm pesach, because no one became tummy from touching that. But one thing says these two sages, and the Gemara says Varayin Anu Shadvarm Kavuchemis. So we see that must be Kavuchemis to the question that you're asking, which the Gemara is going to explain. If a person who has halachas of tumah when he's still alive, a person can become tummy when he's alive, and even so, the halacha is that when you have a limb hanging from him, it's not tummy. So for sure, an animal which cannot contract tumah when it's still alive, when there's a hanging limb, it's for sure not going to have the tumah of Eved Menachai. Now, relating to the halacha of a Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Tan hasam lundu within the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin that says the following halacha: Hamoichik es hakereisha. If someone squeezes out leek, or vaseichet besaray. If someone squeezes out his hair, let's say he came out of the bathhouse and he's squeezing it out with a towel, or v'ksusa, if he's squeezing out the liquid from his garment, so halacha is as follows: Mashke shebetaychay, the liquid that's inside, let's say the leek, so einim bechayutan. That doesn't have the halacha of what's called keyutan. The halacha is certain liquids could go ahead, and if it comes in contact with a solid food, a food item could only become susceptible to tumah if it comes in contact with one of these seven liquids, which is the acronym of Yad Shach Adam, which includes water. Now, the halacha is that that has to be wanted by the person to be a liquid, or for that liquid to come in contact with this food item. Now, that's what the Mishnah is qualifying, that the liquid inside the leek, that's not considered what's called ki yutan, that if it's placed, which is the terminology of the pasuk, which tells us that even if it happens by itself, it has to be willingly by the person to be considered liquid. Here, it's not considered significant, but since it's absorbed into this hair, into this towel, this garment, whatever it is, into the leek, it's not considered a significant liquid to be make something susceptible to tumah. But the liquid that comes out of it, harein mechiyutan, that does qualify. If that falls onto a seed, onto a food item, it can make it susceptible to tumah. On that, Amishmul, he qualified and he said, now, v'kresha atzma, the leak itself, after the liquid that was in the leak comes out of it, hukshra, now the leak itself becomes susceptible to mekabel tumah, even if it didn't touch it after it came out. My time, what's the reason? Nothing else touched, no liquid touched the leak after the liquid came out. You say when it's inside, it's not making a tumah, it's only when it comes out. So what made the leak susceptible to tumah? Oh, says Shmuel, because b'shas prishim min hukshra. When it was coming out, it's touching it as it's coming out, and it's already out, and it's touching it. So therefore, that's what makes the leak susceptible to tumah. On that, Allah Hashmul, but non. The Gemara asks from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Erev Pesach, Chaylech, Lai Eitz, L'Bechulu, what they used to do, these Mukeshchin, Erev Pesach, they would go to the doctor, and then that limb didn't contaminate anyone, but they didn't want to walk around all Yom Tov like that. So they would have the doctor cut the majority, put in the peg, and then they would pull away. And no one touched it after it was already pulled off. If someone went and saw it off, he was touching it. No one touched it. It came off by itself. It's totally detached. Well, that is the Gemara, the Amrit B'Shas, Pre-Shas, and Hokshu. But if you say that the moment it's getting detached, then it's touching, the moment it's getting detached, then it can make something susceptible to tumah, like you're saying in the case of the liquids over here. So the Gemara says, Ha-Hachinami. See here also in our Mishnah, Ha-Hu Abraham Adolgal, this hanging limb from this Mukeshchin. B'shas, prishas, mi'adam, the moment it's getting detached from him, that moment that it's detached but it's still touching him, netamei l'adam, that should make the mukeshchin tamei. So why are we saying that everyone's tar and can make the Karban Pesach that year? So the Gemara says, k'da amar of Yesen, as we're going to quote his halacha shortly, b'nitazim b'chal kaychan, that it's talking about where it was pulled away forcibly, hachanam b'nitazim b'chal kaychan. Here it's also talking that it's forcibly pulled away, meaning that he rips away quickly. So he wasn't touching it when it gets disconnected. In contrast, by the halacha, the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin, by the liquid that comes out of the leak, comes out slowly, so therefore the moment it comes out, it's already significant, and that moment, before it falls to the ground, it's touching it as getting disconnected, therefore it's going to become hokshta kabotama. But here, it never touched. The moment it gets pulled away, it's not touching anymore. Says Gemara, Hechit Mad Rav Yisrael, where was Rav Yisrael halacha said? Says Gemara, on the following Braisa. Braisa says, Zav, person that's tummy because a certain type of emission comes out of his male member, of a tummy mace, someone that touched a dead person, these two people are tummy. Shahi Mahalcha, they were going on the road, and then they got stuck in rain, they got rained on. So their garments are all wet, and these people are tummy, and they contaminate things. Says the Braisa, Ava Pisha Seichten, even though they squeezed it out, I mean, the Zav himself went, and he was pushing down his clothing, squeezing it out, pushing downward to squeeze out his clothing to dry it up, the water is falling out. Still says the Braisa, that liquid that's coming out from his garment going down, mitzada elyon letzad hatachton, from the top of his garment, he's pushing it down to squeeze it out, down to the bottom. Tahirim, that liquid is tar, meaning it's not going to contaminate a person that touches those liquids, because those liquids are not considered significant, since they're really prepared to get reabsorbed on the bottom of the garment, because although he's pushing it out, the liquid's falling down his garment, it could get reabsorbed in the bottom of the garment. She'im mechashvin, because the liquid is not considered significant, ela, and the Gemara says, la'achar she'yatzu mekulon, unless it leaves totally his garment, then it's already, like we said in the Mishnah Makshirin, when it's totally out, then it's considered significant. But here, where although it's dripping down, but it could get reabsorbed, it's not totally out, it's not going to be considered significant to be a liquid to be metame other people. But, says the Braisa, yatz mikulim, but if it totally comes out of his garment, it's all the way past the bottom. So then the Gemara says, harei elu makshirin. So then, if it would fall on some type of food item, it would make it susceptible to tumah. But, as the Gemara says, v'tahirin. It's not going to contaminate, it's going to prepare it. There's two levels, of making it susceptible to tumah and actually contaminating it. Here, although it's considered a significant liquid because it came out of his garment, it's going to make the food item susceptible, but although he's a tummy person and he contaminates things, the food items that are going to have the liquid come on it are not going to be tummy. Only if the Zav himself would touch the liquid after totally left his garment, then he's touching the liquid, making it tummy, then that tummy liquid would then not only make the food item susceptible, but actually contaminate it. But here it's going to be tar. On that, Rabbi Yosef, he qualified and he says, yeah, because benitazim machal koichim. We're talking about that. When he pushed out the liquid, he forcibly pushed it out. It means to say that when it came flying out, he never touched it. Because if he did it slowly, then as it's coming out, he would be touching it like the halacha, like we said in Shmuel, in that the halacha regarding the leak, that he would actually be contaminating it as it's coming out. But since he did it forcibly, it only is considered liquid, but he didn't touch it after it came out, and that it was chashiv. That's exactly the halacha that we're comparing to our Mishnah, where since he pulled away forcibly, he never touched the limb as it was coming off, and therefore he's still tar to bring his carbon Pesach, that Erev Pesach. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Va'ishal and Rebbe Kiva, that Rebbe Kiva also asked them, when he met them in the marketplace, the following question, which actually relates back to the theme of the previous Mishnah, is regarding committing one sin, regarding how many liabilities it's going to be. Hashechet heizvachim, b'chutz, if someone slaughters five karbanos out of the azar, which that's a sin, he does it behel amachas, he does it with one lapse of awareness. Ma, what's the halacha? What's the question? Chayv kol achas va'achas, is there going to be separate liability for each carbon that he sacrifices out of the azar that he slaughters? Ayachas al kol, or since it's one sin, is he liable one for all the different karbanos that he slaughters out of the azar? So amalai, as in the previous dialogues, they said, loy shemana, we didn't hear the answer to your question. Amr Bishua said, Shemati, but what I did hear was the following halacha. Ba'eichel mizevach echad, and the Gemara says, Behei tamchuyin, if someone eats from one carbon, which he's forbidden to because of Me'ilah, Behei tamchuyin with five different plates, as the Gemara will qualify, what exactly does that mean? Behelam echas with one lapse of awareness. Shuchai v'kol achas v'achas mishum me'ilah. On every single plate, if he eats from this carbon before the blood was thrown, which until the blood of the carbon is thrown, it's forbidden to eat from kadshim because of me'ilah misappropriation, that one is going to be liable, even though it's one lapse of awareness, since it's five different plates, he's going to be liable for each one a separate carbon me'ilah. So says Rebbe Shuv, v'roi anishad v'am kavachayma. As the Gemara explains, it says, I see there's a kavachayma regarding the case that you're asking, that there's going to be a separate liability for each one of these karbon is slaughtered out of the azar. That's one version. Amr Reb Shimon, he says, loy kach shol Reb Akiva. He says to the Tana Kama who said this first version, he says, no, that's not the question Reb Akiva asked of them. Ella ba'ichol neiser. It's regarding not slaughtering a carbon out of the azar, rather it's regarding someone eating from a leftover carbon, mechamisha zvachim, from five different karbanos that were left over its designated time, which is the Isav Naisa, and he eats them behelam achas with one lapse of awareness. Ma, what's the halacha? Chayav achas al-kun, he's liable for one on all of them, because they're all the Isav Naisa. Chayav kol achas v'achas, or is there separate liability for each one of these karbanos that were Naisa? To which Amulei, they said to him, as in the first version, Loi Shaman, we didn't hear. And that Rabbi Shui says, as he said in the first version, Shemati ba'ichel mizevach echad, that he said, I heard regarding from eating from one carbon, but behei tamchuin, it's in five different plates, behel mechaz, one lapse of awareness, shulchai v'kol achaz v'achaz, mishame'ila, you're liable for each one individually a carbon me'ila? So v'rian, nishad v'am kavachem, I see a kavachem regarding your case of five different karbanas of nicer, that for sure you each one individually. Which Amalei Rebbe Kiva says, look, im halacha, if this is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, this is a tradition you have from your teacher, that there's a separate liability for each one of the karbanas, so Nekabel then will receive the tradition. But im ladin, but if it's based on logic that you're learning out the halacha, that from the question I'm asking you from a kavachem and from me'ila, then yes, tshuva, then there's a response to show a flaw in your kavachem. So Amalei Hashav, so Yeshua said, respond. So Amalei, the Gur says, lo, he said to him, lo, no, it's not a comparison, it's not a kavachem. If you said that there's a liability for each one of those plates, a separate carbon me'ila, why? Because me'ila is more stringent. Where the halacha is, they made the one who's feeding like the one who's eating. Where if someone gives a food item of hekdesh to his friend, the one who gave it is liable as if he ate himself. Because the halacha is, if someone is the one that takes out something from hekdesh to chulin, he's the one that misappropriated, not the one that it was given to. And similarly, v'es mahana kenena, which is in something that's not a food item, the one who is giving the other one to have benefit is the one that's liable like the one who had benefit himself. And additionally, tzir v'es me'ila is mamaruba. We can combine the minimum measurement of the laws of misappropriation even over a long distance of time. Where if, let's say, someone has benefit today the amount of half of a pruta, which is not the share of me'ila yet, and then 3 years later he has another half of a pruta, they will combine for the liability of bringing a carbon. As the Gemara brings later on, the Yud Ches Mabez, and that we learn it out from the extra words, timel ma'al, we learn that the laws of me'ila are even over a long period of time. So time benaisa shein by achas me'ila. Who said? So therefore, those stringency apply me'ila. Maybe therefore you're liable for each one individually. Who said the halacha would apply to nice, which doesn't have these stringencies? Maybe it's not going to be a separate liability for each one of these karbanas that he's eating because it's the same as nice. Maybe it would only be one karban chatas. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva refutes the kavochema if it is a kavochema from Bishua. Now the Gemara explained we had two different versions of what the dialogue was that Rabbi Kiva had asked the question. Was it regarding slaughtering five karbanas out of the Azara? Or was it regarding eating five karbanas nasir, a nasir that was left beyond its time? So says the Gemara, my kasha Rabbi Shimon, what was bothering Rabbi Shimon of the Tanakama's version regarding that the dialogue was between a shchut echutz, that he had to say it was talking about a different halach of eating five karbanas of nasir? Says the Gemara, hachi kokashli, this is what was bothering him. Ma ray l'shaychid, what could be the proof for the halacha of slaughtering a carbon out of the Azara, me'eichel, from what Rabbi Yeshua was telling him, from eating a carbon before the blood was thrown, meaning regarding the laws of me'ila, how could you compare the two? Ma'la'eichel, regarding eating a carbon before it's permitted to, shekein nana, where there's pleasure, there's benefit that's done. Regarding slaughtering a carbon, there's no pleasure that's done. How could you compare? Yeah, maybe there you'll be chavin each one individually, versus what are you comparing? What would Rabbi Yeshua be comparing to the halacha of shchut echutz? Elakach shali. Rather, said Rav Shimon, no, this is what Rabbi Kiva was asking. Ha'oichel noisem mechamisha zvachem helma achas mahu. If someone's eating, same concept of eating, of having pleasure from five karbanas that were left over, even in one lapse of awareness, what's the halacha? Chayv b'kolachas v'achas? His question was, are you liable for each one individually? Ayachas akulin, a one for all those five karbanas. And that's what Amr Loi Loi Shemanu, they said to him, we didn't hear. And that Amr Bishu, Bishu said, Shemati, what I did hear, however, was, Ba'eichel mizevech echad, someone eats from one carbon, but it's mechamisha tamchoy, and it's from five different plates, even if it's behel ma'achas, and one lapse of awareness, shechai v'kol achas v'achas m'sham me'ila, that he's going to be liable for each plate individually, for the halacha of me'ila. So that's what he said, V'roya nishadvam kavochem, he says, I see it's a kavochem, what's the kavochem? So the Gemara explains, Ma mizevech echad, if, even when it's from one carbon, which is the case Rabbi Yeshua is bringing from. She'en gufa mechalak, and it's not different bodies, it's all from the same animal, yet still, chayav kol achas va'achas, you're going to be liable for each plate individually, mishum tamchoin mechalak, and because the plates separate the liabilities. So chamish zvachem, so when you told me in your case of nicer, when the five different karbanas that were left over their time, the gufa mechalak, which those are totally different bodies of animals, loy kolshkin, is not kolshkin, is a kavachem, that's what Rabbi Yeshua was telling Rabbi Kiva, that for sure, but they're going to be liable for each one individually, which the Gersa actually takes out the next few lines, which is a repetition of what we had said before. That was the kavachem that Rabbi Yeshua had said. Our Mishnah then said, Amalei Rabbi Kiva, im halacha nekabel v'chul, he says, look, if it's a tradition, we'll receive the tradition. But if you're coming from logic, I can refute your kavachem. And how do you refute the kavachemer? He says, well, those are different concepts that by me'ila, there's certain stringencies that apply to it, where ma'ichel ka'ichel, ma'ana kenenet, sirif is a me'ila, is a ma'amaruba, which you don't have b'naisa, who's the b'naisa, you can have several liabilities. So says the Gemara, kibli Rabbi Shua l'hatshuvam Rabbi Kiva? Did Rabbi Shua accept the refutation of Rabbi Kiva of his kavachemer to say that you're right, even with five karbanas of naisa, that you're only going to be liable for one karmachatas? Alai, or did he not accept it, and did he maintain his kavachemer and says that no, you're going to be chayiv for five different karban chatas? Says Yimar Tashma Letzvinger Raya, at the time they like learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, and we'll go through the Braisa, which will seem to be like Rabbi Yeshua, and will prove what Rabbi Yeshua holds. The Braisa says, Ochel heichatich is noiser mizevech echad. If somebody eats five pieces of leftover meat of a carbon, mizevech echad, which was all from one carbon, behelam achas and one lapse of awareness. So says the Braisa as follows, Bichamisha tamchuyin, if it's eaten on five different plates, seini mebe elechatas achas, then he only brings one carbon chatas, and And when it's a situation when he's not even aware, meaning to say, if let's say he had five pieces of nisr in front of him, and he also had five kosher pieces in front of him, and he doesn't know which five pieces did he eat, whether the five pieces of nisr was the five pieces that were kosher, he only brings one carbon ashem tali, which is for when the person doesn't know if he sinned or not. So again, if it's a one carbon, even if it's on five different plates, the first halacha says, you're only going to bring one carbon chatzos or one ashem tali. Continues the Brisa taking out the next two words, but let's say it's b'chamesh halemes, not one lapse of awareness like the previous case. Let's say it's five lapse of awarenesses, and it's from one carbon that he's eating nicer. Then maybe chatas al kol achas v'achas. Then he's going to be bringing a carbon chatas for each separate act of eating. He's going to be chayav for five carbonis because of the isra of nicer, because the halamis, the different lapses of awarenesses, they divide. And so tiva loy hoydishlen regarding when he's not even sure if he did these five Isurin, maybe Ashim Tola, Kalachas V'achas, he can bring Ashim Tola for each one individually because there were separate lapses of awarenesses. That was the second case. Third case is the Braisa. Let's say it's Mehez V'acham. So the first two cases were talking about one carbon. But the first one was talking about, even though it was different plates, but it was one lapse of awareness. The second case was talking about, and therefore you can be chayiv only one. Second case was talking about different lapses of awareness, you'll be chayiv five. Now we're talking about Mehez V'acham, five different carbonas that he ate nicer from them. Behelamachas, with one lapse of awareness. Says the Brisa, Chayav kol achas va'achas. He's going to be liable for each one individually, he's going to be chayav five, because even though it's one lapse of awareness, it's five different bodies, five different karbanas. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and the Girsa adds on, Verbalazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, they say, which is Rashi points out, because they hold like the Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah according to the version of Rabbi Shimon, which is in the halacha of Neisr, that afilo achal hechat tichas, mehez vachim, even if you're eating five pieces from five different karbanas, Behalam achas, if it's one lapse of awareness, in the maybe lachatas achas, you're only going to bring one karma chatas, like Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, where he said it's not a kabachaymer, and he said that no, it doesn't have the stringency, and therefore maybe you're going to be chayiv only one karma chatas. And so to Basfekin, regarding the doubt, in maybe a lashem tola achas, you're only going to bring one karma lashem tali. Now concludes the Brisa, Kol Shadavah, the general rule is, as we're comparing chatas and ashem, is Kol Shachalukin b'chatois, whatever is considered separate liability for karma chatas, Chalukin b'ashem is considered separate for the liability when you don't know as a ashem tali. Now, continues the Braisa, which is going back in the opinion of the Tanakamo, who in the ratio is speaking about halacha of when there's five pieces of nicer from one carbon. So then he said, even if it's on five different plates, he says, but regarding the liability of nicer, where it's one lapse of awareness and one carbon, you can be liable only for one carbon chatzis. So here he's saying, but regarding the laws of Me'ila, I agree that the different plates will separate the liability. Achal hecha tichis behetam chuyin, if he eats five pieces of a carbon before the blood was thrown, behetam chuyin in five different plates, mizevach echad from one carbon, but it's lefnezrik, it's dumb, but it's before the blood of the carbon was thrown, because only then does the law of me'ila apply, because once the blood of the carbon is thrown, then actually that's a time that's already permitted for Kaam to eat it, and then there's no mahalach me'ila anymore, as the Gemara says, menachas af memzayin mebeis. So talking about before the blood was thrown, says the Braisa, fila behel machas, even though it's in one lapse of awareness, but since it's five different plates, then chayav kol achas v'achas mishum me'ila, you're going to be liable on each one individually because of me'ila. That's the Braisa. Now, as a continuing type of Tezayin Men Aleph, says the Gemara as follows. Vilu al sveikai, regarding this last halacha we just quoted, but regarding if he's in doubt, regarding these five different plates that he ate from, regarding before the blood was thrown, that he's not sure if he had eaten the wrong pieces or not, then maybe Ashram Tali, that he's going to be liable for each one, the Ashram Tali, that like a Tani, doesn't say at the Sefer regarding Me'ila that he's not sure if he's going to bring the regular Ashram Me'ilas or Ashram Tali that suspended, if he's not sure, it doesn't say that. So Mani Ha, so who's this Tanakama that's quoting this last halacha in the Braisa? Elim Rebbe Kiva, if you think this Braisa is going like Rebbe Kiva, who, although we brought in a different opinion, but this last halacha was the opinion of the Tanakama, the first Tana mentioned there in the Braisa, if you say it's Rabbi Kiva, then listening to Namaseva, then the Seva should have mentioned, as we're saying throughout the whole Braisa, not just regarding Chatois, definitive, but even doubt, it should have said, Val Sveikin, maybe Ashem Tali. And when you're not sure if you committed Me'ila on these five pieces, on the five trays, you'll be chayav a separate Ashem Tali on each one, because the Tanan will learn the Mishnah later on, the Chav Bezim and Alphat says, Rabbi Kiva Mechayav al Safik Me'ila Ashem Tali. He holds that you are liable when you're not sure if you committed Me'ila or not, Ashem Tali on that liability of Me'ila. So why doesn't it talk about the suffix of Ashem Tali on Me'ila? Obviously, that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. Ella Rabbi Yeshua. Must be like his dispute in Rabbi Yeshua, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. Those are the two who dispute in these halachas that we mentioned here in this Braisa. And Vakutani, what we learned in the Braisa as follows, it said, regarding the middle case, it said, Behe halamis, even if it's one carbon, But if it's five laps of awarenesses, maybe hei chatois. Oh, then you're going to bring five carbon chatos for this iser. Where we see that what divides are halamos, but the fact that it's different carbonos, that not. So v'shmami, no, obviously you can infer from that Rabbi Yeshua retracted and kibbutz and received from Rabbi Akiva that, yeah, the only way to be liable is five laps of awarenesses and not the fact that it's five different carbonos. It says the Gemara, but that's from the middle case that you're inferring that Rabbi Yeshua retracted. But al-Adrab, to the contrary. Misefa diktani, look at the next case of the Braisa. It said, mehez vachem, if he's eating this leftover from five carbonos. Even if it's one lapse of awareness, you will have a separate liability on each one, even if it's one halama. Obviously, he did not accept. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you only be liable for one. And here we see that we're saying the brace of Yeshua, and he says you're liable for each one. So, what would you obviously have to say if you wanted to resolve this brace? You would have to say, tanoihi, meaning you want to say that we would say, okay, it's a machlekes tanoim. In other words, how would you want to say in this brisa? Machlekes tanoim, in the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And that is the Tanakama, the beginning of the brisa, that speaks about the second case of halamais, where it says, oh yeah, you know what divides if you want to have a separate liability in each one? Is different lapse of awarenesses, but the inference that we made is, but it's not going to help if it's different animals, if it's the same lapse of awareness, that the ikatana, the kibla, that first tana holds that Rabbi Yeshua did accept the refutation of Rabbi Akiva, and he retracted to Rabbi Akiva. The ikatana, but then there is another tana, which he says, the third case of the brisa, what we're calling the seifa, that he talks about that when there's five karbanas, even one lapse of awareness, that you can have a separate liability on each one, or that that's a different tana. And he holds the like kibla, that Rabbi Yeshua did not accept the refutation from Rabbi Akiva. Is that how you would want to explain the brisa? Says the Gemara, no, even that you can't resolve, that, oh, regarding our question, regarding did Rabbi Yeshua accept or not, that, oh, obviously it's a machlekes tanoim in Rabbi Yeshua, because he's the tana of the brisa, and we have actually contradictory inferences from this brisa. Says the Gemara, no, even that you can't prove that it's a machlekes tanoim in regards to our question. Because a filatema Rabbi Akiva, you could even say if you want to say that the Tanakama of this brisa is actually going like Rabbi Akiva, from the fact that we see that the second case said halamis, that halamis differentiate and not different karbanas. But then the question that you asked was, wait a second, then why doesn't the end of the brisa mention that it should talk about Ashim Tali regarding when you have a suffix if you committed these five me'ilas or not, which that's Rabbi Akiva holds. Says the Gemara, yeah, v'haytan esavu l'kavasei b'chada. He holds like Rabbi Akiva in one that regarding only halamis is machalik, but not five different karbanas. U'paligale b'chada, but he disagrees with him in the other halacha. Savu l'kavasei b'halama, he holds like him that the only thing that divides by a karban is halamis and not the fact that they're different karbanas. But u'paligale b'meilas, but he disagrees with him regarding the halacha of safik and me'ilas to be chayv on the Ashim Tali, and that's what he doesn't mention there at the end of the brisa. Now, Rashi points out, so that would explain the first two cases of the brisa, and we're resolving the end of the brisa. But obviously, says Rashi, that the third case of the brisa, what we call the seifa, that says that from five karbanas, even if it's one lapse of awareness, you are chayv on each one individually, obviously that's a different tana, which is going to Rabbi Yeshua, who that's saying that he didn't retract to Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that you are going to be chayv on each one individually, even if it's one lapse of awareness, if it's from five different karbanas. Now, going back to explain the halacha by Mishnah, says Gemara, Heichadami Hei Me'ilis, or as the Girsa brings, what's the halacha regarding having these Hei Tamachuyin? Which we said that, oh, if it's different plates, then we said that it's going to differentiate, or as we said, Me'ilis regarding the end of the Braisa, that if it's five different plates, oh, then you can Michayev, Me'il on each one individually. What is this different plates that it's going to create separate liabilities? So Amar Shmuli says, Ka'isa Shashanin, it's like this that we learned in the Mishnah Masech, this Me'ila. Says, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'olam Itztarfen, there's five things regarding a carbon oila that they combine to be the requisite share of a kezias to be liable if one sacrifices out of the azar. Which, even if these are different items that relate to the carbon oila, but if you combine them all together, he sacrifices these things in the measurement of a kezias out of the azar, is Michayev Vakaris. Now, the reason why you're picking specifically the carbon oila is because actually by other karbanas, you wouldn't have one of these five items, which is the basar, because the basar of other karbanas are not totally burnt on the mizbeach to be sacrificed, like a oila is. Its basar is one of the things to be chayav for Allah b'chutz. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that the same thing applies if someone eats from these five things, that then that's considered five different elements, five different plates, five different things, which then is going to be considered separate me'ilas to be chayav on this same carbon. Which are, what are these five things? Habasar, the meat, v'achelav, the fats, Vayayin, the wine, these are all elements in the korban, vasalis, in the flour, which these are the libations, and vashemen, and the oil, which goes into the flour offering. Those are the five things which combined for the liability of halal b'chutz, and that's the same thing that we're saying that regarding the halach of me'ilah, that even in halama achas, but it's five different plates. What do you mean by plates? I mean these five different items, that those are five different liabilities of me'ilah. Chizkiyama gives a different interpretation. That's kagain sha'acham he'avam, where different limbs have different tastes, so they're considered different liabilities for the halach of me'ilah if it's five different limbs of the same carbon. Shlakar Shami says, Afilatim be'evechet, says, no, you could even say in one limb itself to have five different liabilities. Why? Meshkachas labakasiv, because you can find it by what's called the shoulder or the foreleg of the animal, which is essentially the shoulder by a human being, which is five limbs in the foreleg. You have the hooves, you have the bottom bone, which is called the cannon, which goes up until the knee. Then you have two bones, the shank bone and the arm bone, besides for the shoulder part, which that five different elements in the foreleg to have separate chiyuvim me'ila. Or Bisrug Nafram, he says, Kagan Sha'achal Behe Mina Kidera, or was eaten with five different pots. Means to say, it was cooked with five different condiments, ingredients. For example, one was with leek, one was with onion, one was with cabbage or kale, one was with a gourd, and one was with turnip. And he eats one each individually. That's going to be five different chiyuvim. Or Bi'echnam, he says, Kagan Sha'achal Behe Taim, or if he eats the same thing but with five different tastes, he cooks it differently. He does one broiled, does one cooked, does one pickled, does one stewed, and one pot roast. So those are five different ways. That's what it means in the Mishnah, plates. What does plates mean? It doesn't just mean plates. It means to say that there's something different about them, which those are different interpretations of the Gemara. What makes them different? Where, as we pointed out, the Braisa says regarding the Chiv Mila, although it's the same thing in one lapse of awareness, but those are considered different to have separate liabilities of Me'ila on each one.